This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
Welcome to the Ipswich Community Youth Service Layback Hour. My name's Andrew, and joining me in the studio is my co-host for the first time, the beautiful Sophia. We're here from Ipswich Community Youth Service, Get Set for Work, which is funded by the Queensland Government under the Skilling Queenslanders for Work initiative. Soph, we're going to take a few minutes to chat soon, but are you excited about doing your first radio show?
Yes.
Yes? I know, yeah, because you haven't stopped talking about it. Great to have you on board, young lady. Can't wait to have a chat and see what you think about the current course. We'll also be having a chat to the lovely Kyandra from ICYS and also university student Carly, who is doing a placement at ICYS. Okay, listeners, up now we have the lovely Sophia. She's our co-host today, and she's also a Get Set for Work student in the Certificate 2 Kitchen Operations. You ready, Sophia?
Yes, I am.
Sure?
Yes.
Okay. What made you interested in our course?
Being able to focus on what I'm going to do next for work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're planning ahead. Good work, young lady.
Thank you.
How are you finding the course overall?
I'm loving it. A bit stressful at times, but I'm loving it.
Stressful? What's stressful?
The cooking.
Oh, the cooking, is it? Oh, wow. Okay. What in particular are you enjoying the most?
Being out all day and, well, hanging out with you and Carly.
Oh, geez, that's nice of you to say. I didn't even have to pay you to say that. What about your least favourite thing?
Standing.
Standing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be pretty tiresome, can it?
Yeah.
All day on your feet.
Yep.
6 hours non-stop.
Yep.
Were you nervous about starting a course at TAFE and meeting new people?
Yes, very.
Okay, so how have you found it?
Really good. My anxiety stopped the minute I got there, which was good.
Did it? Yeah? Okay. What do you think that was?
Seeing you, because I knew you first.
Oh, there you go, eh?
Yeah.
So just seeing a familiar face makes it easier for you. That's good. Have you handled the experience okay? Have you found it pretty good overall?
I've been loving it. It's been nice.
Okay.
The experience.
That's great. We love having you there too. Okay. What feedback would you give to other young listeners who may be interested in joining the course? Would you recommend it?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
It'd be good.
Yep. Especially those young people like yourself that have probably been out of the school system for a little while.
It would be good for them.
Yep. Okay. Do you feel that your confidence is built?
Yes, it has a lot.
Yep. Okay. That's great. Have you enjoyed working with the chefs at TAFE? Have you found them to be good to work with and showing you lots of new skills to learn?
Yes, they've been fun and really funny to hang out with.
Yep.
As well.
Who's your favourite chef? Well, you don't have one.
Sarah.
Oh, Chef Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Keep on the good side of her because she makes good desserts.
She does.
What's your plans once you finish the course?
Do another course.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know you said you're trying to work through that and see what you want to do.
Yes. So that's what I'll be doing next, hopefully.
Okay, cool. TAFE will love to have you around. Listeners, up now, what we're going to do is hand over to Kyandra, one of our youth support service workers, and she's going to ask Sophia some lovely questions. Fire away, Kyandra.
Okay, Sophia, have you ever had a nickname? What is it, and how did you get it?
I have Miss Soaps from one of my best friends. She came up with it. And then Soph, which is from my name, and then Soph the G from my sister.
Nice. I like it. And I already know the answer to this, please share with us all, what is your favourite food?
Macca's.
And what from Macca's?
A chicken and cheese burger and a large meal with a Coke.
Mm.
Love it. Okay. What is your favourite movie of all time and why?
High School Musical, because I grew up watching it a lot.
Love it. Okay, now who is your hero besides me and why?
My mum, because she's always there and she's very inspirational as well.
She is pretty amazing, your mum.
Yeah.
She really is.
So is your nan.
Yeah, absolutely. If you could live anywhere, where would it be and why?
The Sunshine Coast, because it's very relaxing and I love it.
And you love the beach, hey?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Okay, what makes you laugh the most?
Toilet humour.
Jeez. Fair enough.
It does.
Okay, moving right along. How would your friends describe you?
Caring and crazy. like, can be crazy.
Wow.
Yes, yeah. You can. I have witnessed that myself. Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, how funny would you say you are?
A 5.
Really?
Is that all?
Or 10. 5 or 10, between those two.
That's a lot. Okay. Are you a clean or messy person?
Both. I can be clean, but I can also be messy at times if I'm lazy.
Okay. I have seen your room and it is very clean.
Is it? Good work.
Yeah, it is. Okay. What is your dream job?
Oh, I don't know. I think either working with children or like aged care, maybe. One of those two.
Not working at ICYS with me and Kai?
Nah, I see you both enough.
Rude.
Take that.
Okay, now, the last question is, Marvel or DC, and why?
I don't like either.
You don't like either? No. Oh, this is producer Russell's question. He is shocked. Have a look at him.
Yeah, I don't like either.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that, Russell. Okay, thanks for that. Up now, listeners, we have the lovely Kyandra from ICYS. You ready to go, Miss Kyandra?
Yep.
Yep? Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Kai?
Oh, it's really hard to talk about yourself, but if I was to explain myself to somebody, I would say that I have a beautiful little boy who's 2 years old.
Yes.
We love to go on adventures and do all that fun type of stuff. We love to play outside and, yeah, anything really. We just love to do anything and...
Anything with your family?
Anything with family. Yep. Love it.
Good work. Can you explain to our listeners what your role is at ICYS?
Yeah, so actually I have 2 roles at ICYS. So I work at Riverview State School for 1 day a week as a student welfare worker. And then on the other 3 days, I work in the youth support role in the new... youth support service team, and I have been working here for 2 years, and some of the things that I do in my team is just support like young people to get to their goals and like whatever they need to do to get to their goals. If they're nervous about catching public transport, I catch it with them. If they need to get on Centrelink, we help them to get on Centrelink. Heaps and heaps of different things. It's, you know, all about supporting the young people.
Beautiful. Very detailed question. Answer.
Yeah.
I should say. Can you give us a bit of a background about your employment before you started here at ICYS?
Yeah, so before ICYS, I was working in childcare, and I worked there since I left school. So I was working there for probably about 9 years, and then I decided to study youth work, and here I am today.
Good work. Good thing you studied youth work, so we got you at our office.
Exactly.
What makes you passionate about your work?
Seeing young people who really don't have much confidence and then building their confidence with them and, you know, seeing them grow up and get their goals and being able to do that just by giving them a little bit of support, that's what makes me get up in the morning and come and see their happy faces.
Beautiful. That's great stuff. So what made you decide to get into the industry, I suppose, apart from childcare?
Yeah, so actually a bit of a weird story. I went to a fortune teller and they said, you're going to work in youth work. And I said, absolutely not. I will not work in youth work. And then I didn't want to work in childcare anymore. And I thought, you know what, let's give it a go. And it worked out. Now I love working with young people. A bit crazy at times, but, you know.
And now you're stuck with me.
Yes. Yeah, now I'm stuck with kids like you.
Yes, but you do well at it, so full credit to you.
Thank you.
What advice would you give to someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours?
Do it, because it is so rewarding to just see these young people just achieving goals and just doing it. Like, it's just, yeah, it's really... heartwarming.
Yeah, seeing where they've come from to where they can get to. They've just got to have that belief in themselves.
Yeah.
And they can make big changes.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, just like Sophia's doing right now.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. How do you find working with the rest of the ICYS team, Kai?
I have never worked in a job where I am happy and excited to come to work every day. Our team is so passionate and amazing, and there's the whole ICYS team is just always there when you need them. No matter if it's, you know, like to share some good news stories, or if it's, you know, to talk about your sick dog or anything, like everyone in the team is just absolutely amazing and we all love coming to work every day.
I agree with you totally there. If you could step into my shoes, what would you have asked yourself that I didn't?
Okay, so I've been thinking of this all morning, Andrew, and and this is really exciting. So you all probably don't know at home, but Andrew likes to drink a lot of Pepsi Max. So if you had to live off something other than Pepsi Max for the rest of your life, no more Pepsi Max, what would you choose?
Am I allowed to say beer or no?
Sure.
Okay.
Don't think it'll be accepted at the office.
No, it's either beer or if I don't drink Pepsi Max, I'll drink soda water.
Mm.
I like soda water.
What about just normal Coke?
No, I don't like Coke. Pepsi, I'm a Pepsi sponsored person.
Okay.
Yeah, they should sponsor me anyway, the amount
they
that I drink.
They probably should.
But Pepsi and Coke taste the same.
No, they don't. They're completely different.
Very different.
Yeah, Pepsi Max only. So, one way.
Okay.
Okay, question from producer Russell. Marvel or DC, Kai?
Oh, look. Neither, I guess. Oh. I know. I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to get him counselling after
I know.
Today.
Look, I think that I'm not the last person who's going to say it either. So I'm sorry. But, neither. I'm not really a superhero person.
Okay, no problems. I think just to let Russell go and recover. Listeners, up now we're going to let our little co-host, Sophia. She's going to ask Miss Coyandra some questions that she's made up herself. So take over, Soph.
Are you really famous on Instagram?
Yes, I'm famous on Instagram. Ooh, I told you. I've got a blue tick.
Okay, okay. Good work.
What really made you want to be a support worker?
Well, I wanted to work at ICYS because it's amazing. And yeah, just like helping young people to get their goals again. Yeah.
How would your best friend describe you?
Annoying, loud, crazy.
Yeah, I can see that.
And a whole lot of sunshine.
Can kind of see that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No. Okay. What is your favourite thing about being a support worker?
The flexibility of being able to do so many different things every single day. Like, you just don't know where the day's going to take you. One day you might be at a learner's course all day and the next day you might be in a radio station. You just don't know where you're going to be.
How long have you been a support worker?
I have been in this role for 2 years. And before that I was working in residential care.
What is the weirdest thing you have done?
Oh, gosh. The weirdest thing I've done. Oh, I don't even know.
I have some.
Do you? I don't even know. I do heaps of weird stuff all the time. Weird is just my personality.
True. What's the weirdest thing you've done in the office?
Oh, what's the weirdest thing I've done in the office? Look, probably. Oh, I don't even know. What is a weird thing that I've done in the office? I'm just weird all the time.
That is true. What's your go-to afternoon snack?
Oh, probably like Tiny Teddies, like with the chocolate on it, or...
Now I want Tiny Teddies.
Yeah, probably Tiny Teddies are my fave snack.
Okay, who's your favourite young person to work with?
Oh, look, I think this is a trick question, but look, I'm probably going to have to say... Sophia, you're my favourite young person.
Oh, thank
person.
You.
Oh, there
so
you go.
Should. And that's all.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well done to both yourself and Coyandra, Soph.
Thank you.
Just before we go, listeners, we're going to have a quick chat to our university student placement. Is that how we say it?
Yes,
that's yes? Right. Yes. Okay, no dramas. Carly, ready to go?
Sure.
Okay. Carly, what are you studying at uni?
I'm currently studying Bachelor of Human Services, majoring in Counselling and Child and Family Studies at USQ.
Yeah. Righto, good stuff. What made you decide to study that?
I've always kind of been that person that everyone can talk to, that likes helping people. I've got that really empathetic, probably too empathetic personality. So I've always kind of wanted to go into that field where I'm kind of filling my cup by helping others.
No, that's perfect, yeah. And that's what you sort of need in that role too. You've got to have that empathetic. Hey,
yep,
that's
right. That's exactly right.
How long have you got to go on the course?
Not long at all, actually. I'm almost finished.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I've got I've got the end of this semester and then one more to go.
Oh, okay.
So,
wow.
Then I'll be done, yeah. Very excited.
Then you're going to come and work at ICYS?
Or? Oh, I'd love to.
Good stuff. How has your placement been at ICYS, Carly?
It's been amazing.
It's all right?
Yeah.
The team treating you well on the other side of the office?
They are absolutely incredible. Okay. They really are. I was so nervous about doing placement that I'd been putting it off. And my first day, I think Kyandra found me outside freezing and standing out the front not knowing what to do, and they have just all been so welcoming, so supportive, so amazing.
They're very shy and quiet over that side of office, aren't they?
Definitely not. from that.
No, good stuff. Okay, and our final question, thanks for that anyway, but final question, Marvel and DC or why?
I am so sorry, but I'm going to agree with Sophia and Kyandra, and I don't like either.
Oh, wow. Three strikes, Russell.
Yeah, sorry.
We will have to, you're going to have to counsel him after this show, I'd say.
Some experience.
Great stuff, Carly. It's been great having you at the office.
Thank you.
Okay, listeners, I want to take this opportunity to thank Miss Sophia for joining us today and, co-hosting for the first time. You've done an excellent job, young lady.
Thank you.
And, we're pretty proud of how far you've come, and I know your mum and also your grandma are as well, how far you've come in the last sort of 6 weeks.
Yes.
And, keep powering ahead, young lady. Also, a special thanks to two lovely ladies from ICYS, Kai and Carly, for taking time out of their busy day to come and join us. Thanks, ladies.
Welcome.
Also, a special thanks to producer Russell and his management for giving us this opportunity and experience, as they do every fortnight. So thanks, guys. That's all we have time for today on the ICYS Layback Hour from Ipswich Community Youth Service Get Set for Work program. Be kind, be safe, and goodbye.